The Pam Speaks 2. You Weekly Blog Post. Setting Healthy Boundaries for Your Creative Business. Thursday, May 28, 2026. Setting healthy boundaries is one of the most powerful yet underrated practices that creative professionals can adopt. Whether you're a designer, writer, artist, photographer, or any other creative professional, establishing clear boundaries is essential for protecting your work, your time, and your mental health. Yet many creative entrepreneurs struggle with this, often finding themselves overcommitted, undercompensated, and emotionally drained. In the most recent podcast episode from Pam Speaks 2, I discussed this issue. Why boundaries matter for creatives. Creative work is deeply personal. When you pour your heart and soul into your projects, it's easy to lose perspective on what's reasonable and what's not. Without boundaries, clients may feel entitled to unlimited revisions. Your personal projects suffer as you chase every opportunity, and you find yourself working evenings and weekends without end. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're protective. They communicate to your clients and collaborators what you value and how you expect to be treated. Clear boundaries actually lead to better business relationships because everyone understands the expectations from the start. Define your working hours. The first boundary to establish is time. Creative work often lacks a clear start and stop point, which can lead to burnout. Decide what hours you're available to work and when you're genuinely off the clock. This might mean not responding to emails after 6 p.m. or keeping weekends sacred for rest and personal projects. Communicate these hours clearly in your contracts and email signatures. When clients know you're unavailable at certain times, they adjust their expectations accordingly. You'll find that setting specific working hours actually increases your productivity during those hours because you're more focused and energized. Set clear project scope. Scope creep is a creative professional's worst enemy. A project that starts with, "I need a logo," can quickly become, "I need a logo, brand guidelines, social media templates, and 3 different style variations. By the way, can you also redesign my website?" without any increase in compensation. Create detailed project briefs that outline exactly what's included, how many revisions are included, and what costs extra. Be specific. Instead of design work, say 3 logo concepts with 1 round of revisions. When additional requests come in, you can reference the scope and discuss how they affect the timeline and cost. Protect your creative process. Your creative process is sacred. You might need uninterrupted time to brainstorm, or you might require a specific work environment to do your best thinking. Whatever your needs are, protect them fiercely. This might mean blocking time on your calendar for deep work, setting expectations about response times, or establishing that certain days are for client meetings while others are for creation. Clients often want to be involved in every stage of your creative process, but this can stifle creativity. Set checkpoints where you share work, perhaps an initial concept, a second round with refinements, and a final version. This keeps clients informed while giving you the freedom to do your best work. Know your worth and stick to it. One of the biggest boundary violations in creative industries is underpricing. When you charge below market rates, you're not just underselling yourself, you're setting an expectation that your work isn't valuable. Worse, you're competing with other creatives and driving down rates industry-wide. Research what other professionals with your experience level charge. Consider your costs, your expertise, and the value you bring to clients. Then, stick to those rates. It's okay to have starter rates for new services or inexperienced clients, but know what your baseline is and don't go below it. Learn to say no. Not every opportunity is right for you. Not every client is a good fit. Not every project aligns with your values or business goals. Learning to say no is perhaps the most important boundary of all.
A simple, "Thank you for thinking of me, but this isn't the right fit for my current workload," is enough. You don't need to overexplain or apologize. When you say no to projects that don't serve you, you make space for the ones that do. Create feedback protocols.
Client feedback is essential, but unlimited feedback can derail your project and frustrate everyone involved. Establish how many revision rounds are included, how feedback should be communicated, and who has authority to approve changes.
This protects both you and your client. It prevents endless back and forth and ensures that decisions are being made by someone with authority, not by committee consensus.
Taking action. Setting boundaries feels uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to accommodating every request. But remember, boundaries are an investment in your long-term creative career and your well-being. They lead to better work, healthier client relationships, and a sustainable business you can enjoy for years to come. Start small. Pick one boundary to implement this week. Document it in your processes, communicate it clearly, and stick to it. You might be surprised how quickly your professional relationships improve and how much better you feel about your creative business. Join us in the Branding and Marketing Academy.
The PAM Speaks 2. You Branding and Marketing Academy offers 5 audio ebooks and 5 audio courses designed just for you, the independent author and creative professional. Unlike other ebooks or courses you may find online, the Branding and Marketing Academy also offers customized communities where you can network directly with other members and me.
In the PAM Speaks 2, You Branding and Marketing Academy, you will never be alone. You will be part of a community that will help you to achieve your creative business goals.